Montana News on the Northern News Network. I'm Brian Bennett. The Montana Supreme Court is considering an appeal of the youth-led climate case Hell versus Montana, and utility regulators are deliberating a petition to consider climate change as part of their work. A working group tasked with reviewing and updating Montana's Environmental Policy Act is beginning to draft recommendations and will then present a complete list in mid-May. State lawmakers are completing their veto override ballots of Senate Bill 442 that are due back in the Secretary of State's office this week, deciding whether to overturn Governor Rick Gianforte's veto of the bill, which passed with overwhelming bipartisan support. Montana Wildlife Federation Executive Director Frank Selassie says the legislation has received broad support inside and outside the Capitol.
Agricultural interests have supported 442. Counties have supported 442. And the conservation sporting community supported 442 and local governments.
Keeping you connected, this is the Northern News Network.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, Saturday, April 27th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe. Clean them out. Take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeback.com.
No matter how far you may go, there's always one just down the road.
Town Pump.
Pump it up.
Pump it up.
Your local Town Pump's got Bud and Bud Light 24-pack 16-ounce cans, only $22.99. Plus, Pump It Up members save an additional $3, only $19.99. Town Pump, convenient and right down the road.
The Helena Air Service Alliance has received a $12,500 challenge donation from Stockman Bank to raise funds to be used toward attracting new airline service to the Helena Regional Airport. Stockman will match donations up to a total of $12,500 until this Thursday. The Whitefish City Council will consider updating the city's agreement to allow for a greater range of purchase prices on homes in the Depot Park Town Homes Project this evening at City Hall beginning at 7:10. Units are expected to be priced between $300,000 and $450,000 in the White Tail Ridge 77-lot subdivision on Flathead Avenue. Tuesday, Bozeman City Commissioners will review the proposed layout of a second phase of an 86.44-acre farm development in West Bozeman. The development is proposed to include a small commercial area which may be home to some restaurants, office space, and potentially a hotel site. The first phase is already under construction. I'm Brian Bennett, Northern News Network.